Welcome to the radio broadcast. It's time, Christ in You Ministries. This is Brother Randy, a voice crying to the end time remnant, body of Christ. Now let us enter into the sanctuary and hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to our hearts.
Hello, this is Evangelist Randy Brolin. Welcome you to It's Time, Christ in You Ministries. Also reminding you that if you care to call for prayer, the phone number is 609-273-2002. Again, that's 609-273-2002 is the ministry line. God bless you. Now, we're going to go into what the Lord has given me to impart to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. I ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you impart this word by your sweet spirit, your Holy Spirit that teaches us, that guides us, that leads us, that opens our eyes, that converts us, that transforms us, that renews our mind, that helps us to be more into the image of Jesus Christ, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name, for your anointing, that eyes will be open, ears will be unstopped, and that the hearts of those people, God, that hear this word will realize that it's all about you, Jesus Christ, in you, the hope of glory. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to Luke 12. Luke, the 12th chapter. We're going to be reading from the 15th verse down to the 31st verse. To those of you that have an ear, hear what the voice of the Lord is saying to your heart. And he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this is what I'll do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up for treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. Verse 22, and he said unto his disciples, Jesus is speaking, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what shall you put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If then be not able to do that which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass, which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do nations of the world seek after, and your Father know that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You see, God is truly saying, even right now, there's nothing new under the sun. Jesus said, for all these do the nations seek after of the world. You know, the nations that don't have God in their heart, they have the world in their heart. And when the church has the world in their heart, they're not seeking after the heart of God. They're not seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and letting all these other things be added unto them. You see, it's the world. Love not the world, nor the things that are in the world. The Bible clearly tells us. A friend of this world is enmity against God. And so the church that has embraced the world, that has embraced the riches of the world, because God truly says that the nations, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And so if the church is falling after the world and has the same spirit as the world, that is a carnal church. That is a carnal person that is in the church, because they're listening and they're absorbing and they're being imparted into the carnal doctrine. But Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Why? Because God loves you. God loves you, beloved. He loves you. He loves you. And he knows that you have a need. He knows of the poverty demon that comes up against his people. And he says, if you seek me first in my righteousness, here's what I'll do. I will fight that fight for you. You shall have all those things that are needed and more. This is why he spoke the parable. He spoke a parable and said that, you know, the rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought to himself, you know what I'll do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. I'll pull down my barns and build greater ones. And I will bestow all my fruits and my goods in this barn. You see, the church that has their heart on bigger buildings, bigger, more room, you know, bigger and bigger and bigger. You know, Jesus spoke to us from the book, and he spoke to Gideon, and he said, Gideon, here's what I want you to do. I want you to pick out the minority, because see, I'm not interested in quantity. I'm interested in quality. God looks at the heart, beloved. It's not how big the church is. It's not how big those barns are. God is looking at the quality of your heart. That's what he uses. He uses humbleness. He uses people that have been broken. He uses people that have a heart to love the Lord first. Put God in your heart first, and then all these other things will be added. But the person that will say, you know, I have so much, I will say to my soul, I have so much good later for many years. I will take thine ease, and I will eat, drink, and be merry. You see, the complacent church that thinks that they're okay, that they're fine, everything is going well, I'll take ease. But God said unto the church, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Which thou hast provided. You see, it's the church that thinks that they're rich because they're in a complacent state and they've gotten comfortable, very, very comfortable, and forgetting the mission, which is to provide for the souls of people, to bring forth a harvest, to provide for people in the way of life, to bring them into a dimension that they know the true and living God, that they can come out of poverty, that they can come out of the divorce rate, that they can come out of the lack of education, that they can come out of a community that is in oppression, a community that is in depression, that they can come into life and have life more abundantly, not in the riches that is bestowed, but in knowing Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, we've gotten the gospel twisted around. The gospel of Jesus Christ is about salvation. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the true gospel, is about deliverance. God setting you free from those things that are inside, that he can put more fruit in you and take out that which is not good, which is the flesh, the works of the flesh. Okay, how we walk and how we walked in the past, forgetting those things and letting God cleanse us from the filthiness of the flesh. And pouring his spirit, that we are made into his image. And now we look like Christ. We talk like Christ. We don't talk like the world. We don't act like the world. We don't use the world's manipulative things that they use to get you to come into the kingdom of God. But we speak the word of God. We walk in the word of God. We have the word. We are the word. It's Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we don't look like the world, smell like the world, talk like the world, And the world will see us and say, you know what? You look just like the world. You talk just like the world. But the world will see a church that looks like Jesus the Christ, the anointed one, the anointing which gives you the authority to move in the earth. The anointing is what breaks the yoke. The anointing is what sets the captives free. The anointing is what places people into another dimension in Christ Jesus. And so the church has embraced the world, and they're going to pull down their barns. They build bigger barns. They build this. They build that. But how about building souls, building lives, building people into the knowledge of Jesus Christ, building schools that come under the authority and the anointing of God, not the anointing of the world, not under the jurisdiction of the government, what the government says, but a godly society, a godly culture, a godly move of God, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so when we lay up treasures for ourselves, that's where your heart will be. So he that layeth treasure for himself and not rich in God, not rich toward God, verse 21, Luke, the 12th chapter, the Bible clearly says, here's what happens. I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, neither for the body what you shall put on. Because God will richly bless you. When you seek ye first the kingdom of God, when you love the Lord first, when you love Christ, you love the anointing, you love everything that God has, his word, God will provide. Do you have an organization that you're striving to go forward in the community? Seek the Lord for that plan. Seek God for that purpose, that mission. And God will bless you, beloved. He will open doors that no man can open. He will see that organization will go forward, and that's the kingdom of God moving forward here in the earth. It's not in the four walls, beloved. It's out in the marketplace. It's out where God wants us to be. In the fields, ministering to the souls of people. That's where it's at, beloved. Out in the field. Out in the vineyard. So build your treasures into the lives of people, and just don't build barns and don't build treasures that will be brought down from God above. For it profits nothing. The flesh profits nothing. Love not the world nor the things that are in the world, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Are you building barns that will do nothing but just lay up treasure for itself? Or are you building barns for the lives and the souls of people? This is Evangelist Randy Brolo saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Know the will of God, what God is saying. Know the plan and the purpose and the heart of God. And you will see that God will implement that plan to you, and you will go forward, and lives will be changed and transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. We love you. God bless you. We'll see you next week here on the radio. Until then, always remember that it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, and Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you more than you can ever imagine. And whatever it is that you're going through, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and he will bring you out. And then he'll bring you in. That's his plan. God loves you. Call that number, 609-273-2002. We're happy to hear from you. In Jesus' name, God bless you.